Good evening. The Mel Gibson film, The Passion of the Christ, which goes on general release later this month, is the most controversial movie for years. People are arguing over the historical accuracy of its depiction of the last hours of Christ's life. They're worried about its almost medieval fascination with the bloody detail of the scourging and the crucifixion. But the most contentious element of the film is its portrayal of the Jews, which some say stirs old atavistic attitudes about Jews being Christ killers. Gibson himself says he doesn't give a flying four-letter word about the consequences of his film. But many Jewish groups do. They see other evidence of growing anti-Semitism and feel the film, wittingly or unwittingly, reawakens old prejudices. It's a difficult issue because most religions, by definition, transcend empirical and historical facts and tend to be divisive, if only by separating those who believe from those who don't. How careful should we be in expressing our view of historical, religious, or artistic truth in the interests of harmony today? That's our Moral Maze, live this evening. Our panel, Professor Stephen Rose from the Open University, Melanie Phillips, social commentator on the Daily Mail, Professor Ian Hargreaves, former editor, now man of many parts, and Michael Gove from the Times. Michael Gove, should this film, in your view, be shown, or should it be shunned?
I think it should be shown, but I think that we should approach it with a degree of sensitivity. I myself am deeply sensitive to fears that this film may fan the flames of anti-Semitism. I do believe that particular prejudice is on the increase at the moment, and I do recognise that those who are prejudiced against Jewish people do make use of traditional anti-Semitic tropes in the way in which they express their hatred. But on the other hand, I also think there should be sensitivity to Christian feeling and to honest artistic intention. I'm sure this film of Mel Gibson's has flaws, but nevertheless I think we should seek to approach with a degree of generosity the efforts of a traditional Christian to bring his faith to a mass audience using the modern media.
Melanie Phillips.
I think this is a disgusting and dangerous film which takes us back to the Middle Ages, to the Middle Ages passion plays. I think it will incite hatred and maybe incite further violence against Jews, particularly in Europe and the Middle East. I think it should not have been made in the first place, but as far as this country is concerned, I don't think it should be banned. I don't believe in censorship, but I do think people should refuse to go and see it on principle.
Stephen Rose.
Well, I was in the National Gallery this afternoon and wandering around looking at these endless examples of the sadomasochistic version of Christian iconography. It is full of rather bloody crucifixions, saints with their heads chopped off and all the rest of it. It is a peculiar feature of Christian history, this, which I don't actually appreciate very much. And, of course, Mr. Gibson himself has got a record of making particularly bloody films. Braveheart is an example. But I don't recall that when Braveheart was shown, the result was a sort of passionate increase in hatred of the English on the other side of the border. So I think one should really regret the film, but not go overboard about it.